This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. He will also undertake a review of the wildlife corridor on the elevated section of the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor. After the review, Mr. Modi will perform darshan and puja at Jai Ma Dat Kali Temple near Dehradun. The 213-kilometer-long, 6-lane, access-controlled Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor has been developed at a cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from over 6 hours and present at around 2.5 hours. Implementation of the project also includes the construction of 10 interchanges, 3 railway overbridges, 4 major bridges and 12 wayside amenities to enable seamless high-speed connectivity. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. In New Delhi, a function will be held at Parliament House complex this morning to pay tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In her message, the president paid tribute to Dr. Ambedkar, pointing that he was a jurist, economist, profound thinker, legal scholar, and a strong advocate of egalitarian social system. The president added that he dedicated his life to the upliftment of the deprived and vulnerable sections of society and made historic contributions in their favor. On this occasion, the president urged everyone to take pledge to imbibe the ideals of Baba Saheb Ambedkar in their lives and contribute towards building a just, inclusive and progressive nation. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has said that progress of area coverage under summer crops has recorded more than 64 lakh hectare area. The ministry said that summer crops have witnessed a significant growth of 0.77 lakh hectare area compared to corresponding period of last year. It added that the rice was sown over 30 lakh hectare area while pulses were cultivated in more than 11 lakh hectare area. Iranian Ambassador to India, Dr. Mohammad Fatehali, has thanked the government and people of India for being reliable and compassionate partners in times of hardship. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, he also thanked the government for facilitating all the necessary arrangements in the difficult time. Dr. Fatehali said that India and Iran share common interests and both sides will continue to have good relations in the future too. The United States Navy has begun enforcing a full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, escalating tensions in West Asia after weekend peace talks in Pakistan collapsed without agreement. The operation took effect at 7:30 last evening, with U.S. Central Command stating that the restrictions apply to vessels entering or leaving Iranian coastal areas in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Officials said ships bound for non-Iranian destinations can still transit through the Strait of Hormuz, though they may encounter increased military presence and communications checks. The Athletics Federation of India is set to introduce mandatory SRY gene testing for women athletes this year. This was informed by South Asian Athletics Federation President Dr. Lalit K. Bhanot during a press briefing in Kohima. The Athletics Federation in India will hold its annual general meeting for the first time in Nagaland today. In IPL cricket, an explosive 91 by skipper Ishan Kishan and 4 wicket hauls from debutants Praful Henge and Saqib Hussain helped Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Praful Henge was declared player of the match. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.